Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 10th of February 2016. Are you an old wineskin? Are you an old wineskin? Brothers and sisters, this is actually taken from, of course, from the scriptures. The Luke 5:33-39, this is Jesus Christ himself is talking. Our Lord, our Savior, our Master, the husband of our soul, he's coming back, he loves you. No matter what, don't run away from him. You committed sin, go to him and confess. And of course, confess, obey his commandments means also confess to one another, he says, because you did something wrong, go and tell people, settle it, ask for forgiveness. Don't be afraid what they will do. You do the right thing because you are obeying the husband of your soul, the one who can save you. No one else can. So you're obeying that. So when your heart and mind is blocking you from doing it, and the Satan is talking to your heart and say they will do this and they will do that, you can tell the truth. Say blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, and just cross the threshold and go and do the right thing. Because the benefits in doing the right things are immense. Because the angels will have to protect you. Because when you call on the name of Jesus Christ, in fact, even though that Jesus Christ has convicted me that I've done this thing, so I will ask forgiveness from you. Please forgive me. Now, many times I find that when people go and do that, the other party just forgives. Just forgives. Of course, the other party may take some action and all that. You must be prepared. Because what we sow, we reap. We are accountable for ourselves. We are prepared. And then you ask for mercy from Jesus Christ. And then see what he does. You remember this. You don't even ask, Lord, make them do this, make them do that. No. He will know what best to do for you. The one of the biggest mistakes Christians make is, after doing some wrong, they want to go and deal with it. They'll ask Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let them do this, let them do that, let them go away. No need. Lord, do your best. Lord, you will do your best. Lord Jesus Christ, I know you will do your best because you love me. I have made an error here. I have sinned against you. I have sinned against man. Ask for forgiveness. Now I want to do the right thing. Make me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, to go and do the right thing. And you're going and doing the right thing and not expecting this and that, because more than you ask or think he will do for you. That is why Jesus Christ came to settle us, went on the cross, suffered like that, so that you, with your faith in him, faith in the faith of Jesus Christ, will see the blessings. But be prepared to accept whatever Jesus Christ allows. When Jesus Christ allows, he will not allow more than you can bear. The scripture is very clear, written scripture. He's not going to allow things on you more than you can bear. Now, brothers and sisters, today, are you an old wineskin? Luke 5:33-39. Then they said to him, who? To Jesus Christ. Why do the disciples of John fast and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? And he said to them, Jesus Christ replied, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? Now remember, he's the bridegroom, we as a church are the bride. Each of us form the part of the bride. Now he was there on earth. So he said, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? Of course, now mysteries are not given to others. This is clearly stated, there's another segment narrated by mercy of Jesus Christ, whereby clearly says that, where Peter was asking, why do you speak in parables to the people on the mountain there when you're there? And here, you're plainly explaining to us. He said, the mysteries of heaven are only for disciples. That is very important, brothers and sisters. Therefore, if you don't understand, it's because you don't accept his word. That is what Jesus Christ said. If you don't understand a commandment, and you say, why like that, why like this, is a very bad thing to do. Don't let your heart and mind confuse you. Just covenant yourself to accept and obey the covenant of commandment of Jesus Christ, and the understanding will come and you'll see immense things. Revelation will come, then you'll know, very easy to follow, because you know the end result, why you do this, because those things are going to do good for you. But you must accept the word of Jesus Christ first, accept the commandments. It's by faith. Now, so he's saying, why would the friends of the bridegroom fast? Now, this is a very interesting, very important, very revealing situation here. The bridegroom is Jesus Christ, is there. But of course, those people don't understand. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days. You know, finally, Jesus Christ was arrested and and then taken away and all that, and then tortured, you know, all the, those times, of course, they can't even eat. There was so much of sorrow. They just couldn't eat. They fast. So, brothers and sisters. Then after that, when Jesus rose again and all that, it's the same thing. The bridegroom is with us. Where? He's in us. We are in Him. So now, this fasting business comes from the Old Testament. Now, am I telling you don't fast? No, you must fast. Why? To kill your flesh. The Old Testament, the people believe when you fast, then the hand of God will move and do something. You fast to get favor from God. You fast to get closer to God. This is the Old Testament. But Old Testament has been accomplished. It didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So He fulfilled it. Now, we do not fast to get close to Jesus Christ. He is already in us, whether you fast or not. So why do you have to fast? When there's doubt and unbelief in your heart and mind, you have to fast. Because doubt and unbelief will only go by fasting. Because your flesh is too strong, your heart is too strong, your mind is too strong. By fasting, your faith can increase. Not that Jesus will come in or not come in. He comes in because of you believe He's the Son of God. You believe He's your Savior. You are willing to submit to Him and He comes in. He's in you. So whether you fast or not, He's in you. So there are people still using the Old Testament and say, let's pray so God will answer these prayers. That's Old Testament. God said, ask anything in faith and it will be done unto you. This is Jesus Christ saying. Ask anything in My name, believing without doubting, and it will be done unto you. Therefore, fasting to get something from God is Old Testament and it's not true in the New Testament, and actually Jesus doesn't like it. He likes you to fast, to kill your flesh, to overcome doubt and unbelief and all that, and then you will overcome, because in Jesus Christ's name. But He doesn't want you to fast and pray believing that only then He will do for you. He said, whatever you ask or think, more than that, whatever you ask or think, He will do for you, because He loves you. He settled it. So this is a really serious error many are making. They think they have to fast to get something from God. Look, you don't have to do anything anymore to get something from God. He has done it all. He knew the Old Testament could not be completed. Therefore, He called it the covenant of death. Covenant of death. That is why Jesus Christ came to suffer on the cross, die and rise again. And then now He said, believe in Me. Believe in Me. Believe in Me. If you believe without doubting, you can even tell the mountain to move. Brothers and sisters, that is why it's clear now. Now, two, next issue is, then He spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment onto an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. No one puts a new patch, from a new cloth. They say they go and patch it on an old piece. Well, otherwise, it will tear the old piece, because the old piece is fragile and weak already. The edges are all frayed. It will tear because the new one is strong. So especially when you put to wash, it will tear. Now, now, He says no one puts this. And He says the piece that are taken will not match. Will not match the old. It will look odd. 37. And no one puts new wine into the old wine skins, or else the new wine will burst the wine skins and be spilt, and the wine skins will be ruined. In the old days, when they're carrying wine, they use normally a goat or goat skin or whatever, and the foot of the goat will be the hole whereby they can drain the wine out. The body of the skin that covered the body will be the bag, and the wine will put there. Now, when they put that to store the wine there, and then the end of the foot, the foot there, there's a hole there, right? The skin that covers the foot, they'll tie it up, or even the neck area or whatever, and that will be the bag. He says, no one puts new wine into old wine skin. What will happen? When old wine skin is hard and brittle already, and tough already, now new wine will begin to expand. When the new wine begins to expand, the old wine skin will burst and everything will be lost. The new wine will burst, the wine skins and be spilled, and the wine skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wine skins, and both are preserved. And no one having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. This is a reflection of the new covenant of the Holy Spirit coming into us. He said all things. Now read Ephesians 4:22. that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on a new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Why? The righteousness and holiness is from Christ, not from ourselves. That is Ephesians 4:22 to 24. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Colossians 3:9-10. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices, and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. Who? Jesus Christ. James 2:10. For whoever shall keep the whole law, yet stumble on one point, is guilty of all. Now, sadly, what's happening is, a lot of people now, in churches and all what they're doing, they'll buy the shofar. Shofar is the horn that can blow, and very nice sound, very beautiful sound, you know, very good. The horn, you know, like a shofar, they'll import it from Israel, and then they'll blow it in services and all that. And many pastors and servants of God all having the menorah, like a candle holders, you know, with this. Then you see the candle holders there in menorah. Now all these are going back to the old customs. They love it, but there's a danger here. The danger here is if the sheep that are coming to the church and they like to hear the sound of the shofar and all that, they will eventually not be able to worship Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Their faith will be without the horn blowing so beautifully. They think that they will not be able to get what they want from Jesus Christ. They have to do the ritualistic things. Because that may not be the intention of the pastor or whoever. But if you are doing that, this will begin to happen. Now can you imagine, there's no such thing that disciples, the apostles are walking around, were doing all this. Because there's a scripture which says, there is no Jew nor unbeliever, no Jew or Gentile. There's none anymore. There's no male or female. There's only one in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ doesn't want us to go back to the old Jew customs. Because there's a danger. Whoever wants to keep the whole law, whoever shall keep the whole law, just stumble on one point, he's guilty of all. You try to keep something from the Old Testament, and then you stumble on one point, you're guilty of all. Here is faith. Faith in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who loves you, who loves you, who loves you, who loves you. I can't stress this more. Any which way, it's very important for you to deep down know He loves you. He's not depending on the shofar blowing. He's not depending on the menorah and all the other customs. Or no, He's not depending on your fasting. He's not depending even on your praying. But why do we do that? We pray for our own sake, so that our heart and mind can be changed. This is why you are a new creation. What is new? Your spirit man became new. When you accepted Jesus Christ, your spirit man was dead in sin. Well, they didn't sin. But now, it has been given life. When Jesus Christ came, the Holy Spirit came, the spirit man was dead in sin. Sin has been given life. So your spirit man is new, is alive. But your heart and mind, our heart and mind is still wicked and all that. That is why He says, put on the new man. That's a reflection of, if you put the new wine into old wineskin, both will be destroyed, ruined. Both are ruined. Why? Because by having a new spirit, the spirit of Christ in you, and you begin to do the things, allow the heart and mind to do the way the Old Testament is, the old way is, then there's a conflict between your spirit and your heart and mind. Therefore your mind has to be renewed in the spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is critical. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, because your spirit man is alive and it's a new creation, all things are gone and all things are made new. But your heart and mind has to be changed. That is why He says, do not, now you put a new wine, the new spirit in you, the spirit of Christ, and you're still sitting in the old wineskin. You both will be ruined. There'll be conflict. You cannot understand the word of God. You cannot understand the mysteries of Jesus Christ. Why? Your heart and mind still been pulling you to the old way of doing things, old way of following, old customs, old traditions, all that. That is why people start fasting to believe that they will get Jesus Christ or Father God to do something for you. Not true. Now there will be a conflict. One side Jesus says, come unto me and I shall give you rest. All will be done and all. And this side you are fasting and fasting and fasting to get that. That's why conflict. In the end, both are ruined. Old wine skin will be ruined, and that is your heart and mind will be ruined. Your spirit being also will be ruined. Why? Your spirit being will finally fade away, not thinking, not understanding the spirit of Christ, will begin to follow the old ways, and the old ways is a covenant of death. Covenant of death. Therefore, brothers and sisters, understand the spirit being here, as many are led by the spirit of God are sons of God. Without faith, you cannot please God. You must walk in faith, not walk in fasting. Fasting, fasting, fasting. That means the fellow who can fast most will get something from Jesus Christ, is it? No. The fellow who puts his complete faith in Christ, complete trust in Christ, clinging on to Christ, is the chap who the person will get everything. So, very important. Now, the new man, he says, put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, true righteousness and holiness already in your spirit being. Now, you have to put on. Now, how? Converting, renewing in the spirit of your mind, and then your heart will change. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and the heart will change. Heart will more and more faith in Christ, trust in Christ, believe in Christ, believe in His promises that He will do for you, He'll do for you. What's the work of God? Believing in the one whom He sent. The more you believe in Jesus Christ, the more work in the spirit plane you're doing. All the scriptures put together, the precept of Christ will be clear to you. But first you must accept His word. Otherwise, you cannot understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, today, let's have a new wineskin. Our heart and mind must change in the name of Jesus Christ to the new covenant. Amen.